This week I'm in Manchester. I'm at another Fringe meeting, and this time it is the Conservative Party Fringe, another Nesta meeting, and also on the creative industries. So that's interesting, isn't it? Last week it was Brighton and the Labour Party. This week, the Tories and Manchester. On the panel this time, Martha Lane Fox, Simon Waldman from Guardian Media Group, and Sue Woodward, who is a local person, Sharp Project, and Manchester's Commission for the New Economy. She used to run Granada here. And also Jeremy Hunt, the Shadow Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport. Of course, we had Ben Bradshaw last week, who is the Secretary of State. Very interesting difference in approach, I should say, and I'm going to talk a bit about that. Usual format panels, ably chaired by Jonathan Kestenbaum, who's getting quite good at this. I suppose he's getting a bit of practice. Martha Lane Fox talked about digital being exciting and noted that technical people don't always have the necessary levels of business acumen and they need some help with that. She talked about inclusion, obviously, and she recommended some social action projects. Simon Waldman from Guardian Media Group was very kind of protective and negative and mainstream media-ish. He wanted to highlight three specific things. One was the BBC and the need for good governance of the BBC. In other words, make sure they behave well, basically. A more liberal approach to newspaper ownership, especially cross-media ownership. Being very scared about the world and the ecosystem of search and content aggregation. In other words, the audience interpreted that as being anti-Google, which I think it probably was. Sue Woodward, who is a big Manchester fan, talks about Manchester as the second biggest media hub in the UK after London. About 100,000 students, 60,000 people in hardware and software, 87,000 people in creative industries. And she sees it very important. An important aspect of Manchester's approach has been the continuing commitment of the city government. She also spoke eloquently about the need for infrastructure investment, in other words, fibre infrastructure. Okay, then we get on to Jeremy Hunt. Unlike Ben Bradshaw last week, I think he really does understand what the issues are. He's less specific on what he might do, which is fair enough. But he said a couple of very specific things. He said, we need to deregulate on a massive scale. We need much better local media. He said that top slicing of the license fee is mad and we won't support it. He also said, we need to recognise that the money has all gone, so there's not a lot of money to splash about. Overall, if anything, he was less specific than even last week's lack of specificity about what to do about file sharing. Obviously, it's a bad thing, and there were a number of vested interests in the audience, notes I took, showing just how bad a thing it is, but no suggestion of hierarchy of sanction, some vague endorsement of the throttling of bandwidth, but nothing more than that. Overall, a lively session. It was absolutely packed and a lot of high degree of engagement and a lot of interest from the audience, and I enjoyed it.